Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM, and also going over to our friends on Free FM 89.0, coming out of the Tron, going throughout the Waikato. Hope you're having a lovely day out there, folks. And today on the show, we'll probably do some news and some weather and a bit of what's on, God, since Aaron wasn't here this morning, things like that. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Fran from the Soil Sisters, which is an interesting organisation, so we'll have a good chat about that in just a little while. But for now, I'm going to play you a song by a band called Banshee Reel, who made two albums in New Zealand, kind of Celtic band. I think it was Julia Deans' very first band. You guys what remember her or not? And here's one of theirs that I like called, I think it's called Going Down. And here we are.
I'm going down to the river, I know it's running free. So deep and wide, no fear of tides, wish that this was me. For I'm sick of dale and sorrow, I'm sick of trade and pain. I'm sick of questions asked of me, the answer stays the same. Singing Hela, Hela. I'm singing Hela, Hela, Hela. I've seen you in my dreams. You know, sometimes I think of you. Once we ran the gauntlet, well, the love was just a stone's throw. Once we ran for cover from all the things we both know. So times I had me free, then singing words like Hela would mean that much to me. I'm singing Hela, Hela. Thank you. running free.
And there we are, folks. That was that was Ben Sheryl there with their song Going Down. Off one of their two albums, came out in the mid-90s. I think they were a Wellington Celtic sort of music band. So I hope you enjoyed that. And now we're going to do some primary sector headlines here on the Over the Fence show. And we'll start with this one. A corporate lawyer believes foreign investors will be pleased to see a proposal to limit ministerial decision-making powers for overseas investment decisions. Embedded within the coalition government agreements is a plan to amend the Overseas Investment Act, confining ministerial decision-making powers solely to national security concerns. It also proposes to make decisions making more timely. According to senior partner at Chapman Tripp, Roger Wallace, the changes will introduce an added layer of certainty to the decision-making process, although he noted decision-making officials could still be susceptible to influence, and he adds there's still quite a bit of scope within the legislation for the governing parties and the administration of the regime to be influenced by a government policies. So, there's going to be a lot more overseas investment, obviously, especially rurally. I just hope we don't wake up one day and to see that, you know, most of New Zealand's actually owned by overseas people. But time will tell on that one. I think it can go too far. I think it sort of kind of went a little bit too far. You know, when the forestry thing was on for carbon credits and that, I think it was in around about 2017, and that overseas investment people bought a lot of land and turned it into pine trees, which isn't so great for the country or the countryside, for that matter. And speaking of politics, let's get on with this one. The primary industry sectors have a new parliamentary ministers under the new coalition government. National Party's Todd McClay, he's been the party spokesperson for agriculture since March, will take on the ag portfolio. He'll also be Minister of Forestry, Hunting and Fishing, and Minister for Trade. Busy man. While McClay doesn't come from a farming background, the Rotorua MP of more than 15 years will be backed by three associate ministers. Yes, that's right, three. National Selwyn MP Nicola Gregg, who will focus on horticulture. Ex-Andrew Hoggard on animal welfare and skills. And, of course, he was out of the feds, before he went to ACT. And New Zealand's first, Mark Patterson. Patterson's a sheep and beef farmer in Otago. And once more, another Federated Farmers Otago bloke, provincial chairperson he was. He's going to be the Minister for Rural Communities. And Hoggard is a Rangitaiki dairy farmer and former Feds president. And he will hold the food safety and biosecurity portfolio. And National's Erica Stanford will be the Minister of Immigration. And Shane Jones will take up the, from New Zealand First, will take up the Ocean and Fisheries and Regional Development portfolio. And National Simon Watts will be the new Climate Change Minister. So, so there we are. A lot of people involved, which hopefully is a good thing. We shall see. And this one is Toitū. EnviroCare, one of New Zealand's biggest climate change action, certifiers, has announced it would no longer accept any carbon credits from New Zealand forests as proof of a company's or product is carbon neutral. Offsets from planting and protecting trees are often used by companies wanting to claim they are carbon neutral or doing extra to reduce their impact, on top of cutting raw emissions at the source. And until now, companies have been able to meet Toitū standards using credit issued for permanent native forests under the emissions trading scheme. Pine forests were excluded from that one. But Toitū says the native forests no longer meet the latest international best practice, especially amid heightened demand for integrity and transparency in carbon credit projects. We'll stop accepting the government-issued credit from early next year. So that's kind of interesting, that one. And we'll go for this one as well. Prescriptions for medicinal cannabis continued to climb, but the local industry and farmers are yet to see the benefits. Data from Te Whatu Ora shows since medicinal cannabis was legalised in 2020, prescriptions have grown from about 1,000 a month to over 8,000 a month. In December 2020, there are 1,118 prescriptions, and in June this year there were 8,217. Southern Medicinal has converted the old Matauri paper mill into a medicinal cannabis and hemp growing, testing and processing facility. But founder Greg Marshall said they could not actually sell anything yet. He adds, we picked operating and growing at 9 different sites. Right now we're in operating 3. And the reasons we put sites into hibernation is because the rules in New Zealand are very difficult to navigate. And even though there's massive growth in demand, we can't access the market until the rules are changed, he says. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens to that one. And I think we'll finish with this one. And it is a feed marketplace says they're well placed with over 10,000 bales of silage, baleage and hay ready to roll out for farmers ahead of a hot, dry summer that's expected. The El Nino weather pattern has been declared across the country, sparking fears some regions could fall into drought, leaving farmers short of feed. Founded in April last year, FeedFinder is a marketplace for farmers to find and source feed. With a few clicks, they place the order, and FeedFinder handles all of the logistics from delivery to compliance. FeedFinder director and co-founder Dave Meaney says the harvest season is well underway. And he adds, right now we've got probably somewhere between 10,000 and 15,000 bales, I would imagine, or thereabouts on FeedFinder. The season's just started again in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and a lot of our suppliers and contractors are literally flat out right now. Yeah, and I went down to Palmy over the weekend, and, yep, there's a lot of baleage and silage and stuff like that getting cut. So good there's a bit of an organisation that way if there is a hot, dry summer. All right, so it'll probably do for the headlines for now. So now I'm going to play, I haven't played any old school blues for ages, so I'm going to play this one by Lead Belly. This song called Fanning Street, and I'll be back with the weather after this one.
And he'd go right down on the town street where the piano's playing, everybody dancing, and he's going to get him a drink too. He had me by the hand, but I was looking. And I like to see people dancing there and pianos playing everything. Well, when night come, I'd wake up at night, 12 o'clock, I'd be in the wagon yard, in the bed by myself. I'd wake up and he'd be going to jump right in my mind. I said, no, he just done that way he carried me today. So when I get to be a man, I'm going down there too. Well, when they put on long pants, first time when I was wearing long pants to any, I had a brand new suit and he gave me $40 in the pocket and carried and put it on a chain. And he told me, said, son, don't go down on the fence. I said, no, sir, Papa. I wouldn't want to tell him nothing, but that's just where I was going. Couldn't sleep all that night, wanted to get the sweet spot by myself, you know, so glad. A lot of boys was going too in my class and my age. So I went on down there and I didn't hardly know, but I didn't forget on Texas Street they got a big old church or something sitting up there. And right down the hill, you go down the hill, and you get down the foot of the hill, you're in St. Paul bottom, and you just turn up. All up in there at the bottom, and everybody jumping. I went down there, and sent me to the fair 5 times, and I ain't got to the fair yet, going down on Fountain Street. So I had a little golf assistant, and I stepped out the door. Chad Hughes used to be the high sheriff of Sweet Spot. I sang this song to him, too. He liked it very much. And when I stepped out those, I told my mama, and I had a little doctor sister, she had to say something. When you got a little sister, you're always going to speak big if your mama says something. And this is what I said. Follow me down. Follow me down. Follow me down by the storm. Ooh. My mama told me, my little sister too. Well, no, I think something's gonna be a dead dust. Ooh, I didn't care. I told my mom, mommy, you don't know. Well, no, I think, Kim, why don't you let me go? Ooh, come as a crime. I couldn't stand to see my mama crying her wood. I said, went to her and fell on my knees. I went to my mama, fell on my knees, crying, out, Lord, mama, please forgive me. Ooh, come and cry myself. Mama knew what side of town I was running on. When I leave home, so she wouldn't be worried about me when I'm gone. I got a woman living on Stony
There we are. There was our Lead Belly there with Fanning Street, or Cry For Me. And it's weather time here now on the Over The Fence show. And today, what are we looking at? Well, temperatures this morning for inland parts of the Lower South Island are a little cold. While the chart, there could be a frost risk also, maybe. That's right down south, kind of. We would just say that's kind of like the west coast of the South Island, kind of inland from there, and possibly over towards Dunedin kind of ways, and then maybe something like 2 or 3 degrees, and it's going to heat up from there, obviously, but a slight chance of frost, but maybe not. And temperatures today are not particularly warm. Eastern regions will be in the mid to late teens, whereas yesterday it was kind of, much hotter, mid to late 20s. And the upper North Island remains, pretty good sort of weather with afternoon highs into the low 20s around here. It's cloudy out there and a little bit windy, but pretty warm, muggy, beautiful spring weather. Nice and moist, excellent for growing conditions, really. On Saturday, however, there's going to be a bit of heavy rain moving in off the Tassie. It's going to hit the west coast down south this weekend on Saturday, and that's going to spread north on Sunday, and it's probably going to get us here in the Waikato, I'd say, by the looks of things on Sunday. Could be not super heavy, but a little bit heavy maybe. Keep an eye out for that one. So it'll be Sunday. Could be a bit of an inside kind of day maybe. And what else can we tell you about this week here in the Waikato? Well, expecting like 18 degrees today. And 17 tomorrow, then 19, then into the early 20s till like Tuesday. And then for the rest of the week, basically, pretty high temperatures, and the nighttime temperature is going to be 13 degrees tonight, tomorrow night, 12 degrees Friday, 14 degrees Saturday, then 17 Sunday, and then 16 from then on, basically, and the winds are southwesterlies today, west-southwesterlies tomorrow, southwesterlies on a Friday, northeasterlies, then northerlies, then westerlies, then easterlies, then northeasterlies, then west-northwesterlies into next week. So, changing around through the quarters there. Sunday, that rain, expecting maybe around here like 16 mils or so, and then another 16 mils Tuesday, and about 7 mils or so on Monday, and it's going to be basically what you get for the next few days, sort of cloudy, sunny spells, mostly cloudy Sunday, Saturday, and then rain Sunday, and then rain again Tuesday probably, and then on and off sort of good spring sort of weather, and the humidity today is 75%, and the sun rose this morning at 5:54, and we're set at 8:25 this evening. The length of visible light is long, 15 hours and 31 minutes, and the extra day length is 14 hours and 30 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 18 seconds longer than it is today. And the beautiful moon, I saw it a couple of days ago, but not so much last night, will rise at 10:34 this morning and set at 6:42 in the morning. And it is a waning gibbous, 95% illuminated, because it was, of course, full moon just a couple of days ago. So, there's a bit of weather for you, and now I'm going to play for you a request song from the old mate, Stoddy down there in Paronga Ho. Hope you enjoy this one. Stoddy is The Doors, Whiskey, Mystics and Men.
Well, I'll tell you a story of whiskey and mystics and men, da-da-da, and about the believers and how the whole thing began, da-da-da. First there were women and children obeying the moon, da-da-da. Then daylight brought wisdom and fever and sickness too soon. Da da da. You can try to remind me instead of the other you can. Da da da. You can help to ensure that we all insecure our command. Da da da. If you don't give a listen, I won't. And preachers of wealth were arraigned, we could see quite a future for me in the literal sense. And if all of the people could claim to inspect such regrets, da-da-da, well, we'd have no forgiveness, forgetfulness,
there's The Doors there with our Whiskey, Mystics and Men. I hope you enjoyed that one. Stoddy down there in Paronga Ho. And our Gardening To Do times here on the Over the Fence show. And today being, man, the 29th of November already. It is, if you're going by the moon, it's an excellent time. Of course, it's the full moon stage to plant a kumara in a sunny bed where a firm base has been created about 40 centimetres below the surface level. So that's one thing if you're going by the moon you can do right now. And there's, of course, spring coming into summer, there's plenty things to plant. So grab a pen and paper, folks, and here we go. Alyssum, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, broccoli, cabbage, capsicum, carrots, celery, chilies, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, dahlia, daisy, dianthus, eggplant, feijoas, fuchsia, gerbera, and patiens, kumara, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, marigold, mesclun, oranges, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, poppies, potatoes, pumpkin squash, radish, raspberries, rocket rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onion, strawberry, sweet pea, sweet corn, tomatoes, and watermelon. So there's a very there's a few things you can get on with right now in the garden. And pulling those weeds, of course, plenty of those about. So there's some gardening to-dos for you. And now I'm going to play this one for Mike up at the community house there. I hope you're listening, Mike. I hope you're having a good day up there. And here's SJD. Superman, you're crying.
Superman, you're crying. Superman, you need a rest. From all the constant flying, the bullets bouncing off your chest. The world goes on without you.
all right without you for a while.
All right, folks, there we are. That was SJD there with a song, Superman, You're Crying. And now, especially for our local councillor, Lisa Thompson, who's here nice and early and promptly and efficiently for the community board meeting coming up at 1:30. So get down here if you can in the supper room in the town hall. Here's Head Like a Hole, Crying Shame. Folks, here we are. There was Head Like a Hole there with their song called Crying Shame. And now here's another New Zealand band, Barissa Creaking Cake, with their song Rocky Mountain.
Is there a train to the Rocky Mountain? Is there a place where we can dance? I want a tent to sell some buttons. I want a sound man to make a sound so loud. I'm gonna cut my nails. I go, I'm gonna cut my hair and get really scared. Cut my nails before I go. I'm gonna cut my hair and get really scared. Is there a light to shine on the man? Will we bathe in the tranquil river? On stage dive in our swan dives? I'm gonna cut my nails before I go. I'm gonna cut my hair and get really scared.
right, folks, here we are. That was Breast of Creeding Cake there with their song Rocky Mountain. I'm just chatting away in the studio here, folks. So here goes David Coolgore and the Heavy Eights with their song Diamond Mine.
Thank you.
All right, folks, here we are. That was David Kilgour there with and the Heavy Eights with their song Diamond Mine. Just been chatting away in the studio here. And, of course, I'll bring you What's All God kind of now. And, just talking to somebody next door at about a quarter of an hour is going to be the community board meeting. So if you want to, come down and check that one out. And also, I was going to do a big What's On God, but I'm kind of running out of time now. But Surfing Farmers is on this evening, so if you're keen for a surf, get there. I think it's about 5:30 or something like that, and they'll set you up with surfboard and wetsuits and give you instructions and everything like that. So this is the surf club at the beach, so yeah, get yourself down there. Don't necessarily need to be kind of a farmer so much. It could be... if you're into horticulture or farm worker or even a lifestyle blocker or whatever, and it's free feed and things like that after as well. So get yourself down to that one. I'll just have a quick look at the What's On God to see what's up, and then I better get our guest on pretty soon. What have we got here today? That's in the morning. Justice of the Peace is going to be at the community house from. We'll be out there right now. As a matter of fact, Cardio Rangers at 3 o'clock. Freedom to Fly classes are going to be from about 3:30 at the St. Paul, I think I'm speaking too fast. St. Peter's Church Hall, and the Ragtimers Ukulele Group is going to be at the Old School Arts Centre at 4 o'clock. And there's going to be Kids Karate Kaikushin at 4:30 at the Kukri Centre. And there's also Clay Shed Members Night at 5 o'clock at the Old School Arts Centre. Harbour Hotel's doing a pizza special, $20, 5 till 8 tonight. Musicians' Night at the Yard also from about 6:30. And John will be holding his men's circle also at the Old School Arts Centre from 7 o'clock tonight. So get along to that one if you want to meet some good men. And righto, so I'm going to play a Darcy Clay song. Then I'm going to come back, hopefully, with our guest for today, Fran from the Soul Sisters, after this one.
Well, this next song's called It Was Easy, and it's easy.
Life.
All right, folks, here we are. That was Darcy Clay there with It Was Easy Live from his very short-lived but excellent career. And now we are joined on the phone by Fran from the Soil Sisters. Hello, Fran.
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
Excellent, thank you. I can hear you well. You can hear me all right?
Yep.
All right. And you were just saying off air that you're over in beautiful Te Aroha today.
Yes, yeah, I'm over in between Te Aroha and Morrinsville. I live on a dairy farm over here. Yeah, it's beautiful today. Looking out down to the mountain. Yeah, it's a lovely day.
Cloudy over there, or?
A little bit, but the sun is shining, so I will take that.
Good ground weather, isn't it? Sort of kind of moist and warm and all these lovely things that things like to grow.
And the veggies are growing extremely fast at the moment. My veggie garden is looking a little wild, which I'm very happy about.
Yes.
Looking forward to harvesting all of it.
All right. And how long have you been on your dairy farm over there?
I have been over here for 3 months. Before that, I was living in Cambridge for the last 18 months. And prior to that, I was over in the UK for 10 years. So I only recently returned home, really. And I sort of relocated to Cambridge, where my parents are. Mm-hmm. And have been, kind of finding my feet back in New Zealand after being away for quite a long time. But I do originally hail from the South Waikato. Grew up on a dairy farm near Tokoroa. So I sort of, feel at home here.
Right on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how long were you over in the UK for?
So I was over there for 10 years, and probably the last 5 years I was working in the sort of regenerative agriculture scene, like local food systems, and doing PR and events over there. Sort of caught the bug for geeking out on the soil, and just meeting a lot of people interested in growing food that's helped us sort of have beautiful biodiverse landscapes.
Fantastic. Is there much of a movement, would you say, over there in that direction in the UK?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like growing up, we always had this view that the UK was a bit grey and dreary, but actually they have the most beautiful countryside, and they have these incredible, there's a lot of farms over there that have these 400-year-old hedgerows, not the majority of farms, but quite a few. Yeah. Amazing bird life, and, they're really passionate about nature over there, and I think they really celebrate that. And it has, there's this sort of more intensive farming, but there's definitely a growing movement as a lot more people are becoming concerned about climate and wanting to sort of use less chemicals and things and inputs in their farming, that they are starting to look at different ways of farming that sort of encourages soil biology and encourages more wildlife on farms. And there's a really exciting festival that I worked on over there called Groundswell, which is different to the Groundswell here, but it's been going 8 years and it's on a family farm, and all these farmers come there, and it's all about sort of celebrating ways of farming that encourage nature to exist on farms and thrive on farms. And they have like nature safaris, and they have all the big fancy machinery and everything. It's a real sort of farming show, but there's a lot of discussion around how we can encourage different native species of wildlife and insects on farms. And it's a really positive and movement, and I find it exciting because often when we hear about the news, we watch the news, it's quite depressing about climate and it is daunting. But when you start poking around in these sort of sectors and movements, there's so much fantastic stuff happening out there on the ground, and that, people are, so it gives you a sense of hope, really, and optimism that there are really good things happening out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, especially in this country, it's easy to bag sort of, farmers are bad and blah, 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 and it happens a lot, but actually, you're exactly right. There are a lot of good things happening in this country and obviously around the world as well.
Yeah, and farmers, they do care. Yeah, they are the stewards of their land, and they care about their land, and they're doing the best they can, I think. And there's a really interesting movement that's just, a lot of farmers are just starting to look at things differently and look at how can we be more resilient in times of floods and drought. And a lot of that comes back to sort of our water cycles and how we work with the soil. And I think that's, you know, we had Nicole Masters out here the last couple of weeks, and she's a Kiwi, but she lives in Montana, and she's a soil guru. She wrote the book For the Love of Soil, and, you know, she's been teaching farmers about soil biology and microbiology and harnessing, like, all the fungi in the soil, and trying to sort of, you know, when it does rain, how do we hold on to that water, or how do we have really good foundations that make our farming system more resilient? So, yeah, farmers asking a lot of questions and starting to learn, like, look at maybe doing things a bit differently. It's exciting.
It is exciting, yeah. Nicole Masters is amazing too. And how did they go, you had a workshop in the Waikato, then another one down Timaru or something, was it not?
Yes. Yeah, so we had, they were so much fun. So I met Nicole at the Groundswell Festival in the UK, and she was such a celebrity over there. I literally saw her hiding behind a hay bale trying to eat her lunch one day, because she was just getting sort of bombarded by everybody wanting to chat to her and her book signed. And I was like, oh, we have to get you back down to New Zealand, because she hadn't been here for quite a while.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had it sold out, both of her events. So
fantastic.
In the Waikato, we were so lucky. We had Gina and Louise and Neville Williams from Our Land of Milk and Honey out in Hora Hora. They welcomed us onto their farm, and there was about 80 farmers who came from all over the country, from Gisborne, from Levin, from Waiheke, from and such a real strong movement, actually, of market gardeners. And we had Jody Robart there from Taranaki, and he was also a guest speaker.
Right.
And, yeah, really diverse. We had viticulturalists as well as dairy farmers, all, you know, soil. They're all working with soil. So it was all they could all relate to what was being taught, and just the energy and enthusiasm. And Nicole brings a lot of fun to these workshops as well, so it's not just sort of sitting there on a PowerPoint presentation. It's really interactive, and, you know, I think we're trying to sort of instill the joy in farming and growing in a way that kind of inspires people. So, yeah, they were both sell-out two-day workshops.
Magnificent.
So really happy about that.
Yeah. And she is, you know, funny, eh? You know, and Jody's a good speaker too. He's very engaging as well, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. He's fantastic. Because especially with Jody, he really talks about profitability, which is really important as a part of, you know, what we're talking about. This has to be profitable for farmers, and Jody's really got a very smart business mind, and his business model that he's created and which he's now coaching a lot of other market gardeners on is just so important.
And it is, and I think especially sort of, you know, regenerative or organic sort of style or biodynamic sort of style farming, there's so much scope for instead of just doing you know, almost like you know, do this, there's a lot of creativity involved, and, you know, trial and error and things like that, and I think that's the main sense I get from farmers doing that sort of thing, or farmers or growers or whatever. It's just you know, it's actually fun, because you're just trying new stuff all the time, see if it works.
Yeah, the whole thing really is, and I've seen from working with farmers in the UK as well, like large-scale farmers over there, especially in the arable, is just how transformative it is for them in terms of, it is. It's bringing a sense of creativity to their everyday life on farms. It's bringing curiosity to what they're doing. And really, I see it as this is like a new way of sort of farming, and just a innovation. This is innovation. It's looking at things differently, and it's looking, bringing curiosity to farming and saying, how can we start to do things a little bit differently? And yeah, just what it gives to farmers. I mean, that's the whole reason I work in this space, because I see what they get out of it. And farming's hard, and it's isolating, and, you know, you've got everything thrown at you, despite sort of different dogmas. It's the challenges of climate. I mean, in Australia, over half of farmers there have contemplated suicide because of something like that, and a high percentage of it is due to the climate challenges that they're facing.
Yeah.
So that's exactly right, but it is really challenging. So this is kind of, again, giving them hopefully an avenue or a way forward or a sense of hope.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, as we both know, suicide rates amongst, you know, the rural populations in a lot of countries like Aotearoa and Australia and the UK, and they're much higher amongst rural folks, sadly. And but, you know, like you say, it's a lot of isolation thing, and plus it's, you know, a lot of things are out of your control, right? The you know, what you get for your produce and, you know, weather and everything like that. So it does make it tricky.
And I think maybe something that I'm noticing as well is, you know, big workshops and a lot of field days that are happening. Quorum Sense do a lot of field days around the country, and it's actually getting farmers connecting with other farmers again. And I noticed this in the UK as well. You know, WhatsApp groups were starting between farmers. You know, I'm trying this. How did it turn out? You know, sharing their failures, sharing their successes. And I think that kind of connection is a bit of a lifeline, really. And I think that's something that's really strong that's coming through in this regenerative movement, or whatever you like to call it, is that community that's evolving out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've, I don't know, started or involved with one of those particular branches of that movement, the Soil Sisters. Tell us about how you got involved and where they started from and things like that, Fran.
Yeah, our Soil Sisters is, like, so much fun. And it's really hyper local. It literally started from when I got back from the UK. I was just going to the farmer's market and sort of trying to find really amazing local produce and who was growing it. And I got chatting to, you know, bakers and Hannah from Hunt and Gather. You know, she was at the Cambridge farmer's market. She's a Raglan local.
Sure is. Shout out to Hannah. That's she put me on to you. Yep.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And it was just by making connections with people like her that I sort of was like, oh, well, let's all get round to my house for lunch one day and bring a plate, something based on what you produce or harvest. And it was just, the day was about 20 of us, and it was just awesome connections, and we all had such a great time and meeting each other. And then someone at the end said, oh, it's like we're the Soil Sisters. And so we just evolved from there, and now we kind of meet up every now and then and we'll go to someone else's. So Britt from Tomtit Farm in Matangi, we went to her place once, and she showed us how to do polycropping, so that's planting out your veggie beds with lots of different plants.
Yeah, it's a good, great farm there. Yeah, I've been at that one. Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
yeah. Mm. And you know, and every time we bring food and we share, it's all centered around sharing food and talking about the produce that we grow and swapping seeds. And and there's flower farmers as well, and bakers, and beef and sheep and dairy farmers. And yeah, it's just a really fun group of women who just geek out on soil and compost and growing things. And it's amazing how many fantastic producers we have here in the Waikato. So, it's been a really fantastic group.
Mm. Fantastic. And how many sisters are in the group?
Well, every meetup we kind of have around 20, 25. I like to sort of cap it at that because it's someone hosts it at their place, so like to kind of keep it manageable. But yeah, there's about 40 or so on the list, and mm-hmm. people sort of can sort of sign up through our website, soilsisters.nz. And yeah, it's really quite informal and relaxed. You have a summer feast coming up this weekend, which will be just a sort of Saturday spent. Everybody brings a plate, and we enjoy each other's company.
Marvellous. Yeah, all right. And, you know, me being a bloke, I suppose there's no chance of me joining the Soil Sisters, is there?
They're a soil brother. Yeah, every now and then we let the Soil Brothers in. We did go to Adam Thompson's native tree nursery once, Restore Natives. And, we're not too... The Nicole Masters bookshops were open to Soil Brothers, Sisters and others. That's how we framed it.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. You guys do a lot of events and things like that. I was looking at your website before the show, and you also got a lot of trees down to Hawke's Bay and Tairawhiti and things like that, you know, during the weather episodes I had down there a few months ago.
Yes, we supported Adam's fundraiser through Restore Natives. So when we did our meet up with them, we asked everybody to bring a koha for his amazing initiative. And then we also did a Baking Up a Storm sale a fundraiser back in April for the for cyclone-affected farmers, which raised $15,000.
Congratulations.
Yeah, which was a team effort. And I think that's what's so great about the Soil Sisters. Everybody just pulls together. And, we sort of do events and things that just, it's about community, really. So
Yeah. All right, so you've got a thing happening this weekend. Is there anything, I don't know, I suppose it's coming towards the end of the year now. What's your next sort of things you got planned?
Oh, yeah, we've got lots on the horizon. We'll probably look at doing some more farm visits early next year, doing some visual soil assessment workshops, which anybody who's really interested in, you know, digging holes and seeing what's happening under the ground, yeah, we'll probably be doing a little bit of that and visiting some epic compost makers over in the Waikato as well. So, yeah, we'll keep adding more probably in the new year. Yeah, we might have a little rest over December.
Nice. Yeah, all right. Well, it has a lot happening. And so if people are interested in joining up to the Soil Sisters, Fran, how do they go about that?
Yeah, you can go to, you can follow us on Instagram at soilsisters_Aotearoa NZ, and you can sign up via our website, so soilsisters.nz as well.
Awesome, man.
Sign up to the newsletter, and then you'll hear about events and things.
Excellent. All right. Was there anything else you kind of want to add? I'm going to have to wrap it up now, Fran, but anything else you want to add for the listeners here on Free FM and Raglan Community Radio, what we've got you on here?
Oh, I would just say, yeah, support your local farmers. That's what I'd say. Look, scout them out, dig around, and go and ask them questions and support their produce. Yeah, buy from them.
Fantastic. All right. Yeah, that's great. And thanks very much for coming on the show, Fran. And very, very good message here too. Yeah. Get out to your farmers' markets and have a chat to your local growers. And I mean, like you say, it's community building, all this stuff, right? And that's very important for our mental health, especially. You know.
100%.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Fran. And I might get back hold of you in the New Year's. If you like, and then we can run through what you've got coming up and things like that if you want to.
Yeah, most welcome to. Happy to chat.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Fran, again. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, we'll keep in touch.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye, Greg.
Cheers, Fran. Bye. All right, folks, here we are. That was Fran there from the Soil Sisters. Hope you enjoyed that one. And, yeah, run a bit of overtime on the show now. Teach me if you're yakking away, won't it, in the studio? But we'll get with this one anyway. Speaking of chats, it's the Chats, their Smoko song. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks again to Fran for coming in from the Soul Sisters. And I'll be back again next week, all going well, probably. And so here's the Chats. Have a great week out there, folks. Go get there.
One, two, three, four.